The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. "God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you." He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his conduct." The Gospel of the Lord. This Sunday, every priest in the world who proclaims the gospel has the same challenge as Jeremiah did in the first reading. He must face the temptation of fearing rebuke or ridicule by preaching a truth that very few want to hear. And so, we have to pray for the same courage of Jeremiah that comes from having a fire in the heart for the truth. We must allow ourselves to be seduced by God, to prefer the way of God than the way of men. And that's what the gospel today is about. The time has come for Jesus to declare to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem because his vocation, the very reason he came into this world, is to lay down his life on the cross for our salvation. This is not what Peter expected. Peter indeed thought that he loved Jesus. And like all the others, he was expecting human success. He was expecting things to go very well in Jerusalem. And the cross was not in his horizon. So his very natural instinct was to take Jesus aside and say, "Oh Lord, that must not happen to you." And what does the Lord do? The Lord says, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking like men, not like God." Wow. Men think like Satan. That's our problem. That's why we need a Savior. Men, that's us, we are in bondage. Satan controls us by the fear of suffering. He manipulates us to do his bidding by putting fear upon us that if we don't, we will suffer. And Jesus came to break that bondage, to present to us the cross, but going before us, taking first the cross upon himself, he promises us to give us the power of the Spirit, what St. Paul calls today in the second reading, the renewal of the mind, so that we can think clearly and give our very bodies to the Lord as a living sacrifice. The cross is the measure of love. Jesus loved us that much. And he calls us not to be afraid of the cross. Don't be dominated by Satan anymore. Now men are capable of a new way of thinking. We can overcome Satan by the love of the cross. Gaze upon the Lord. Look at Jesus that goes before us. How does the cross present itself in your life? You know very well. There are moments in our lives that the way of truth, the way of Christ, would be very difficult. We see it today in the news, don't we? Politicians that claim to be Catholic, but then out of expediency or political interest, deny the way of Christ in very essential ways. They want to be Catholic, but not embrace the cross. And we know very well the popular opinions. Don't have any kids because they are a cross. They will make your life more difficult. We're afraid of love. We are afraid of giving ourselves. And because of this fear, we end up being in bondage. And precisely losing true happiness, true fulfillment that only comes when we embrace the cross with trust in God. Today, the gospel makes the way very narrow. Indeed, those who think like men cannot follow anymore. St. Louis de Montfort tells us that Jesus puts this challenge in singular. He who wants to follow, because he knows that there are going to be very few. And yet, where the head goes, the body must follow. If we are in the body of Christ, there is no escaping the cross. The Lord invites us to embrace it with our whole heart. He will give us the strength. And we indeed will find great joy and happiness in being able to do this for Jesus. Don't be afraid of the cross. Live it with all your heart with the Lord. Now, there are other crosses that we don't choose. They just come to us like an illness, like a economic problem, financial problem, like a situation in the family that we did not create. It just comes to us. That's the cross as well. And the Lord also calls us to live it with love. Don't waste it. Don't try to reject it. We can't make it go away, but we could live through it with anger, with resentment. The Lord invites us to embrace it lovingly, to join Him through that cross, and that cross will then become our way to fullness as well. Sometimes we think that something is so terrible that happens in our lives, only to later discover that it was precisely what we needed to find salvation, to find a way to break away from all those attachments that were controlling us. The Lord tells us as well today that the Son of Man will come with His angels in His Father's glory and will repay all according to His conduct. The cross will determine if our conduct was love or was dominated by selfishness. The way of the cross is the way of love. It is the measure of love that Jesus today presents to us. Let us follow Him.